Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And I want to tell everybody, yes, everybody pay attention to this. It's my birthday. Today is my birthday, so happy birthday to G-Money, because I'm having a birthday celebration. Yes, I'm having a good day. I'm having a great time. A lot of people have wished me happy birthday on the internet, on the chat lines. They've been just wishing me best wishes all day long, and I've been getting hugs and kisses from different women. Every time I see somebody that knows it's my birthday, they've been giving me hugs and kisses. So it's been a good day for me. I'm really excited. I'm having a bunch of fun, and I'm happy to be in Las Vegas because we got a lot of things going down right here in Vegas.
That's when my body feels just right. Don't stop me.
get out. Just watch me, and I'll show you how.
We are free to the group, and we can move all night.
Everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shake, and then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go, and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and it would spin around, and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. Everybody came out. The Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brothers! Brother, the floor. Oh, my beta. Calling all sigmas to the floor. Oh, my beta. Won't, I beta. I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic. So because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth-building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. From having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard's, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine. around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And I'm like, so anyway, my friend has just come in the room with a guy, and I stayed next door at this Mexican room while she turned her trick. And she came and knocked on the door and came and got me, and I came back home, and she threw the money on the bed and said, all right, this is money to go buy us some food and to pay for our room for tomorrow night, and I'm going to go call my sister. And I want to let her know I want to come out and visit her because she's in Henderson. And she has two kids that think she's a boy, so she got to get a pair of jeans so she can go out to Henderson and look like a boy because her sister doesn't want her to show up looking like a girl because the kids don't understand. They think that's their Uncle Chris, and if he shows up like a woman, then it's going to be some drama.
So she goes out and she turns some more tricks that day, and she comes back and she got like $180. She throws it on the bed and tells me to go get some food and to pay for our rent for a couple of days. So I do that, and I'm in the room the whole time. I haven't left. And when she comes back from Henderson, from seeing her sister, she comes back with this black woman. She brings this black girl into the room. And I'm like, what's going on with her? And she's like, oh, I met your friend out on the street. She's really nice, and I like her. And I'm out on the street selling dope. And I'm like, really? You're selling dope? She says, yeah, I'm a chef at the casino on Main Street in Fremont. But I'm the head chef, so I show up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I get all the food out and get it ready for my other chefs to work on the food, and I get them started preparing all the food for the day, and then I leave and I go walk Fremont because I'm selling dope. And I understand you smoke crystal meth. Here's some crystal meth. And she drops a package of crystal meth on me. And I'm like, well, that's nice, but that ain't my drug of choice. And she goes, oh, do you like crack? And I go, yeah, I prefer crack. And she comes out with a bag of marbles, white marbles. They're like 80 rocks. And I'm going, oh, and she gives me two of those, which are like big $20 pieces. And she gives me two of those and goes, here, this is for you. One for you and one for your friend, Chris. And I'm like, okay. And I take it and I break it up and I start smoking the crack. Now, she comes in and she has a crack pipe. So she puts a piece of crack on, smokes it, and then passes the pipe to me. And I got a glass pipe now, a real crack smoking pipe. And I'm smoking, and I'm only smoking little bitty pieces because I'm still afraid of the effect of smoking crack because your heart beats real fast, and I don't want to have a heart attack. So I'm smoking little pieces at a time. But I'm smoking, and I'm smoking all day, and I got crack now, so I'm smoking, and then I finish smoking, and then I eat, and then I'm smoking some more, and I eat, and the black girl leaves and goes back to hustling on Fremont Street. So she's going back and forth, and she stops in every now and then to take a smoke break. She's smoking crack with me, and she's giving Chris some more crystal meth. And Chris is smoking the crystal meth. And then Chris is going back out on the street, and she's working. And she comes back at like 11 o'clock at night, and she throws the money on the bed and says, all right, here's money to pay our rent and to go get us some food. And I'm like, okay. And I go down and get the food and everything, and I come back, put it in the microwave. So we got a lot of food stacking up in the microwave because I'm eating a little bit, but I'm mostly smoking. I'm smoking crack all day. And I'm sitting up there going, hey, okay, this is cool. So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and gets on the bus at night and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. She comes, and she comes in, and she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. And she throws some money on the bed for me, and I'm like, okay, I'm putting the money up. But I get up, and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking. And we're eating food, and she goes to sleep. Well, I'm watching TV. Now I'm smoking, so I'm high, but I'm up, and I'm smoking, and I'm eating food, and we got plenty of food. And then it's Thanksgiving a couple of days, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. So we got two big, large pizzas in there, and we're eating Thanksgiving. We're eating pizza for Thanksgiving, and I got beer, and I got brandy, and I got gin, and I got water, and I got sodas. So our refrigerator is full, and our microwave is full. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves, and he puts his makeup on, and he does his hair, and he gets dressed in his little white outfit, and he goes out. And the Mexican dude comes back, and Chris has gone out to work. So he's sitting in the room waiting for her to come back. And she's taking a long time. I don't know what's taking her so long. So I'm sitting in the room, and somebody comes to the room and tells us that the police got Chris out in the parking lot. And I look out the door, and it's the undercover narcs. They got Chris hemmed up in the parking lot. And I figured that that was going to happen because Chris is the only white girl working Fremont Street. She's the only one. And everybody else, all the hookers on Fremont, are all black girls. So now they've ID'd this white girl, and they spotted her. And then they catch her when she's walking back into the motel because she's trying to get back to the room, and they stop her. And they question her, and they got her on the car. And the Mexican dude comes to my door and says, "Hey, man, they got your girl outside." And I look outside, and she's on the hood of the car. And I just look at her, and I just shrug my shoulders like, "What do you want me to do? I can't do nothing for you. I can't help you because I know I got her ID in the room with me, but I can't walk over there and give her ID because they're going to be like, well, are you working with her? Are you with her? Because she's out turning tricks. So are you her pimp or what?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not going out there." So I just look at her, and I go back in the room, and I start flushing all the dope. And I'm breaking up all the pipes, and I'm flushing them down the toilet. And I got all the food in the microwave, and I got the drinks in the refrigerator, so I'm cool with that. And I'm just sitting. And the Mexican dude pulls up, and he's waiting in the room for her. And I come in, and I tell him, I said, "Man, I don't think she's going to come because they got her hemmed up outside." So he walks out, and he looks, and he sees her, and he gets in his car, and he drives right by her. And she watches him while he drives out. So she's upset because she's missing out on the money. And I'm going, "Man, oh, shit, I got to clean up the room in case the police come down here, because I don't know if she's going to come down to the room and say, well, this is the room I'm staying in, and then they're going to start searching the room." So I don't know what's happening. So I'm getting rid of all the dope, all of the paraphernalia, everything. I'm getting rid of everything. And they call the paddy wagon in, and I look outside, and I see the white van pull in the parking lot. And I know that paddy wagon because I've been in it two or three times. I know she's getting ready to go to jail. So I can't even say goodbye to her or nothing. I'm just like, "Okay, see ya." And I go back in the room, and I've already paid for the rest of that night. So I'm in there, and I'm eating food, and I'm drinking the alcohol, and I don't have no more dope because I flushed all the dope and everything. So I'm just eating the food and trying to get rid of the rest of the food, and I'm drinking the beer, and I'm drinking my gin, and I'm drinking the brandy, and I'm just drinking the rest of the night. I'm staying in there, and I'm just drinking. And the next day, I get up, I look around the room, and I'm like, okay, everything is cool. I got her purse still. I go in the drawer, and I pull out about $200 that we had stashed in the drawer, and I go, okay, well, I guess it's time for me to leave. I had to go back to my other end of Las Vegas. I went back to Northtown, and I went back to my camp, and that's the end of this story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. If there's only one girl waving at you, and I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street, and I saw these groups of girls, and they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling. So he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street. Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look. And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out. And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might get popped. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money. And sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coins. For your net worthing pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to StoryTimeWithGMoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. Come on now. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right. G Money presents the Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G Money presents the Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G Money. Urge me.
for listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
Ha ha ha.
DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, the Pimp Camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Before I left, I went to visit him in Cerrito. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.